So you may be really good at it, but it may not be your passion. And I think the older we get, the more mature we are, and the quieter we get in our mind and in our spirit, that's when we can tell, we can distinguish between what we're good at and what we're passionate about.
Welcome to Reinvention Rebels, stories of brave and unapologetic women 50 to 90 years young who have boldly reinvented life on their own terms to find new purpose and possibilities. I'm your host, Wendy Battles. Ready to kick your fears to the curb, do it scared, and step into who you are meant to be in midlife and beyond? These amazing women, these reinvention rebels, can help light your reinvention path. Come join us and let's get inspired together. Welcome to another episode of the Reinvention Rebels podcast. I'm your host, Wendy. I am so excited that you're here and coming with me on this Reinvention Rebel journey. If you are a first-time listener, welcome aboard. This is the top 2% globally rated podcast. It's all about reinventing from the inside out. I interview extraordinary women who are doing remarkable things as they reinvent, and they share their stories to help light our reinvention path. You will be inspired by their aha moments, their insights, what they're learning, how they're applying it. And just like you and me, they are figuring it out. So we're all on this Reinvention Rebel journey together, finding our bold midlife voice, tuning into what lights us up, getting over our fears, and figuring out how to make those dreams that often have been dormant for many years, how we can uncover them, step forward, make them happen, and shine in a way that moves us and inspires us to be our best in midlife. That's what this podcast is all about. And I'm really excited because right now I am in the midst of my four-part Where Are They Now miniseries. Imagine I'm interviewing four women who I interviewed 3 years ago who have continued on their journey and have some keen insights about what's happened, how they're rerouting or readjusting, and continuing to step into the light. That's what Where Are They Now is all about. You're going to love these episodes. And if you didn't catch the original ones with my guests, I'm linking to them in the show notes so you can easily go back and find those initial interviews. I want to thank our very special sponsor for this four-part series, Magic Mind. Do you ever struggle with attraction distraction? That's what I like to call it. You know, big shiny object syndrome. You're working away. You get up from your desk. You go to get something. You can't even remember what you went in there for. But then you see these three other things that you just know you have to do right now. That is attraction distraction. And that is why I love Magic Mind. It's a little supplement that I take every day with my coffee or tea. It's only a few ounces, but it's full of so many good-for-you ingredients that help combat attraction distraction. It has things like matcha. It has adaptogens like ashwagandha. It's got good for you ingredients that increase your focus and help you reduce stress. Magic Mind puts the kibosh on attraction distraction. The great news is that there's a special offer for all of you, my Reinvention Rebels listeners. Go to magicmind.com/rerebels. That's /RERebels. And use discount code RERebels20, RERebels20 at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your first order. Please check it out. I know you're going to love it. And thank you, Magic Mind. Today, my guest is not only an amazing woman, but she's also my really good friend and was one of the first people that said yes when I said, you know, I've got this idea for a podcast, would you be a guest? And I was asking all of my friends and she immediately said yes. So she shared a while back about her story and I want to formally introduce her. Her name is Erica G. Bradley. She is a woman of so many talents. I'll remind you that back in season one, she was talking a lot about how she had reinvented herself, and a lot of it was to empower women in different ways. She talked about doing it through her travel company, and she also does so much in the community, in our local community, to empower all kinds of people, especially women, but people of all ages and all backgrounds. So I'm really excited for her to come back and join us so we can hear what's happened in the last 3 years. Erica Bradley, welcome back to the Reinvention Rebels guest chair.
I thank you, Wendy. I'm so excited to be here. It's an honor and I am just thrilled. Thank you, girl.
I am too. And I love going back down memory lane and having this history. And I'm really excited to hear about what's happened. I know it's been 3 years since we last I last interviewed you. So a lot has happened in 3 years. So I really want to ask you a simple question. How has your Reinvention Rebel journey unfolded since we talked 3 years ago?
So I think, you know, it's hard to really pinpoint timelines, to be honest with you, because I find reinvention as just a way of life, just doing new things and trying new things as a way of life, as many of us do. So if I think about the last 3 years, I've started a new full-time career and have grown my travel business quite a bit as well, and have written a book. So I think those are probably the three things that I could mention. And it's just an evolution of life that I'm really enjoying.
I have to first say that I love this idea that you said at the very beginning, which I'm always reinventing. Everything I'm doing is a reinvention.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't even think of it. I didn't think of it that way until you point out, you know, and you started really highlighting all of these women on their reinvention journey. And it just made me think like, you know, that's just kind of a way of life. It's just a great way to be. If you see something and you're not familiar with it and you want to try it, you go for it. And guess what? That's a reinvention. That's, you know, because you were bold enough to step out and try something that was foreign to you or something that was new to you. So I think it's good to just kind of be open to it when it shows up.
I love that.
If it makes sense for you.
Yeah, be open to it when it shows up. And reinvention as a way of life. I love that phrase. And for me, that strikes me as it's about having this mindset of reinvention, that in any moment, right, at any time, we can reinvent. And I really love how you've embraced that. So you have a full-time job, you have built your travel business, and you've written a book. So three things that are definitely different. I mean, you were already, of course, doing the travel business, but the full-time job and the book are definitely new and different. So what do you think has been the key in the last 3 years in you reinventing in these three different ways? What have been some of the success ingredients that have made a difference in your ability to do this?
So oddly enough, even though I've started some new things, I had to eliminate some things that didn't work for me. So really taking time to assess, you know, what works and what doesn't. And then keeping in mind those things that are most important to you. So like, my family's always going to be first and foremost. And I realized I was out a lot. I was, you know, like at meetings. And so you have to stop and think, like, what's really being accomplished at these meetings? What is this board really doing for me? If you find yourself at the table, but the needle's not moving, and you know, really find that you're accomplishing things that really speak to your spirit, then you have to eliminate. You have to eliminate that thing. And not only are you eliminating it for you, but you're opening it up for the person that it does work for the person that it really does. So that thing, quote unquote thing, is still going to be accomplished because there's still a need, but you might not be the one that's well suited to accomplish that goal. So get up from the table, leave the chair for somebody else, and move on to doing something, you know, that suits you. So when I started shaving back and really allowing space, time to hear from God as to what he wanted me to do, eliminating things that didn't suit me, then I was able to have the energy and the capacity to do those things that really suit me. And it was kind of the same way with my full-time job. I got laid off from a full-time job. And when I thought about it, I didn't like it anyway. You know, so I did not like it. And it was, you know, it was paying the bills. It was doing all the things. But guess what? It didn't fit me. So I said, okay, I want my full-time job to match my passions in what I do in the community. And so I was able to find that. I still love travel, but I was doing travel and I had the capacity now and the time available to do more and to do it bigger and to really hone into those things that are important to my client. So I grew the travel business. It's fine tuning, I guess, a long way of saying I was fine tuning my life so that I could really be available for those things that bring me joy.
I love how you just put that, fine-tuning your life to hone in on those things that really bring you joy. And I feel like so much of reinvention is that, as you said, we try things, some things work, some things don't. We can take in that information, but you also were assessing the other things that were going on in your life and figuring out, what do you want more of? More family time, more connection, more things that light you up. What do you want less of? Things that don't bring you that same energy. That's such a key part of reinvention, is figuring out what's important to us. What do we value? How do we want to spend this precious amount of time that we have in the ways that will make us feel our best? And so much of what you said to me comes from insight. It comes from when you get a little more quiet and you write down or you think about or ideas come out of, oh, I love doing X. Like with your job, you said, I want a job. I don't like that job anyway. You did some assessment, right? Figure out, well, it was a job, but it was just a job. It wasn't that you loved. And you really redirected that toward reinventing yourself in this job that, one, you're so good at. When I think of you in this job, being of service in the New Haven community, this is Erica Bradley all over. This is Erica Bradley all over. It is just so you. You know, you do it with such joy and purpose. So I completely understand what you mean about finding that right fit. And that takes time.
It does. It takes time. And sometimes you find it when you are between 50 to 90 years young. You know, everybody doesn't find their joy and their passion in terms of their career, you know, straight out of college. Sometimes you have, you don't know. I should have just written my life in pencil because I just,
Girlfriend,
I erased stuff,
yes.
You know, and then I start again. Keep the pencil point sharp so that you can continue to write, but keep that eraser, keep it moving across your paper. And just eliminate those things that don't work. And I'm making light of it. But when I think about it, it can be just that simple to just be open with it. Don't be driven by fear, because we all have them. I'm like, oh my goodness, what if I do that? And it doesn't work. So if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Don't be afraid to try something else. And yeah, it happens for some of us between the ages of 50 and 90. And I'm here for it. I'm all about it.
Girl, you and me both, same for me. It took me forever to figure things out.
And you're great at what you do. You're great. You light up when you're talking with your guests. It comes right through. And it's because you've always been the kind of person that cared more about other people and you have a sense of curiosity. You never lost that sense of curiosity. People think curiosity is for children children are growing. We all need to be in growth mode. And that's what you're doing. You just line up when you talk to us and it comes through and it makes us joyful again when we're talking about the things that we do. So thank you for that.
Are you thinking, I'll have some of what she's having? Reinvention Ripples are amazing, as you can hear from our discussion. They've put themselves first, decided their dreams matter, and are taking action. They have unleashed their inner rebel and are living on purpose in midlife. Are you ready to start putting yourself first and embark on your midlife dreams, focused on what you want, not others' ideas of what you should do? Come check out my new audio course, Midlife Reinvention from the Inside Out, 8 Essentials to Greenlight Your Life. I share my roadmap to get you started on your reinvention journey with the key components you need to navigate detours and get on the road to smooth reinvention sailing. Sis, it is time to give yourself the green light to shine in midlife and crush those dreams of yours with joy and purpose. Join today and let's reinvent and get inspired together. Details are in the show notes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I think you're so right about curiosity. It is something that it's open to all of us. And I have to say that that is one common thread I see in every single woman I have interviewed on the podcast. They are all curious. They are curious about themselves. They're willing to look within. They're curious about the world around them in so many different ways. And I feel like that, I feel like we need that spark of curiosity if we want to reinvent ourselves. We have to be curious to think about what could be, what's possible. And I feel like that is the start of it. That's where we kind of ignite this process by being curious and just asking simple questions like, what do I love to do? What lights me up? What brings me joy? Right? The questions that you, Erica, asked yourself throughout this process. And you just so beautifully talked about how even with your job, you're like, huh, I didn't like that job, but what do I love?
Right. And I don't have time to waste doing something that I don't love anymore. I don't have time for any of that, you know?
Yes.
And it might take you a little while. You might need to do something in the interim, but be on that constant pursuit of what you love. You deserve that. You're worth that journey.
Absolutely. We are all worth it. And I think we also need to remember that sometimes, as you kind of pointed out, it doesn't happen right away. It took me many tries. It took me my 30s, failed attempts, my 40s, failed attempts. It wasn't until my mid-50s that I started to really figure out, what am I here to do? What is my purpose? What truly lights me up? And I got clarity about that. But that was a long time, girl. I've been trying. Okay. This is not for lack of trying. I have tried many decades, girl. Okay.
Me too.
So that pencil eraser, thank you very much. You were with me during my health coach stage. And then I realized, like, well, that's not it, though.
Effective. You know, you were very effective and provided us with a lot of information, a lot of great information. So you may be really good at it, but it may not be your passion. And I think the older we get, the more mature we are, and the quieter we get in our mind and in our spirit, that's when we can tell, we can distinguish between what we're good at and what we're passionate about. Some, you know, people have told me all, oh, you're so good at that. That's wonderful. But then I have to decide, does it feel good though? Do I feel like it's purposeful? You know, am I helping somebody? Am I helping Erica? Am I making providing a great example for Zaria? Am I doing, you know, all the things? And you got to check off as many of those boxes as you possibly can.
Yeah, it's very true. And you make an excellent point that people will often see, sometimes they can see things in us that we maybe can't always see in ourselves, or maybe we're not leaning into those things so much, which are important inputs. But to your very important point, it doesn't mean just because, even if 10 people say, you know, Erica, you're great at that, that you should necessarily continue doing that doesn't light you up.
That's right.
So I think it's, you know, many different factors to consider, but ultimately we are wise. We know, no one else knows us but us. No one else knows what we want, what we enjoy, what we want to see in the world other than us. Yes, we can tell people, but inside, that's where the beauty is, I think, in reinvention, is that looking within, and you just said getting quiet. Mm-hmm. Tease it out. Mm-hmm. Tease it out sometimes patiently and with grace.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely.
As we wrap up, I want to ask you this last question. Knowing what you now know about reinvention, having been on this reinvention journey for many, many years, that's manifested in many different ways, what's one thing that you would do differently as you continue to reinvent?
I love the fact that you elevated the word grace. You lifted that up because that's key. So just realizing that on this reinvention journey, you're going to have those times that you're not certain. You're going to have those times that you might stumble. Keep going and extend yourself grace. And don't look for other people to extend it because they might not. Doesn't matter. Extend grace to yourself. Just eliminate all the noise. And the noise are all those busy activities, all that stuff, because it's not worth it. By the time you get home at night, you're too exhausted to even hug your child, hug your partner. Not worth it. Doesn't matter. Just give yourself the grace. Keep being curious. Keep reading. Keep growing. Keep asking questions. Travel. Get in that car. Go someplace by yourself. Get on that plane. Go someplace by yourself. Wherever your joy is, find it. Spend time with it. And then come back and sprinkle it around, you know, like a gardener. Just sprinkle it around.
That's such a beautiful image. Find your joy. Go explore it. Find it. And come back and sprinkle it around.
Sprinkle it around.
Girl, I love that. Right? It's like we're cultivating. We're cultivating.
Yeah. I love this whole Reinvention Rebels journey. I love the fact that you are ushering this into our lives on a daily basis. You have no idea what you have done for this community. You have no idea. So thank you. I think you are 17 kinds of awesome. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you. You know, I feel the same way about you, girl. Love you so much. You're like amazing. So together, this is like what the beauty is, right? When we find our lane, when we can tune in, when we can cultivate ourselves to grow into who we're meant to be, there are endless possibilities, as you just expressed so eloquently about how you've blossomed and bloomed, how you did all that cultivation to find out where you are, and that you're continuing to do that. And I think that's such a powerful message for all of us, no matter how old we are, where we are in our reinvention journey, that we can always continue. So thank you for sharing your wisdom. Thank you for coming and checking in with me on our Where Are They Now episode. It's so fun to go back down memory lane, figure out where you were before and how you've grown, because it's a reminder to all of us that it's a continual process and that we are continuing. It's not just a one-stop thing, as we talked about reinvention, like, oh, I'm done, but that all the time.
That's
we can
it.
Do it right at any time. It's always available to us. So thank you so much for gracing me with your presence
thank
today.
Thank you for having me. It was a joy. It's a joy. Always, always a joy.
Likewise. Thank you, my friend.
Wasn't this conversation amazing with Erica? Didn't you love the insights that she's tuned into and how she's applying this learning to her ongoing Reinvention Rebel journey? That's what it's all about. Figuring it out as we go, just like midlife, right? There's no particular roadmap. We have to be with it, get into it, figure it out, be willing to learn and grow. And then so many possibilities are available to us. If you love what you're hearing in this mini series and on the podcast, I'm really excited because coming in the not too distant future is my special 8-part audio program, Midlife Reinvention from the Inside Out. I'm just putting it out there for you right now. More details to come in coming weeks, but it's a great way for you to get started on your Reinvention Rebel journey. I will be back very soon with the next episode in our special mini-series, Where Are They Now? I can't wait for you to meet my next guest, or actually re-meet her if you remember her from season one. Her name is Wendy Knox, and she is amazing, just like all the rebels. And you will be able to catch up on what has happened to her in the last couple of years. Until next time, keep shining your light, rebels. The world needs you and all that you have to offer. Are you tired of waiting for someday? Feel like you're too old or it's too late to reinvent yourself? Unsure of how you'd even get started on the path to midlife reinvention? I'm here to help as your guide on the side and host of the top 2% globally rated Reinvention Rebels podcast. I've been around the reinvention block a lot. Here's a simple way you can get started. Sign up for my free audio, 5 questions to spark your curiosity and inspire your Reinvention Rebel journey. It all starts with getting curious about what's possible. And I've got 5 questions to help tease out some very cool ideas. Let's get started. Details are in the show notes.